Today is World Water Day. This year's theme is coping with water scarcity. In many parts of the world, rivers and lakes are losing surface area due to the growing use of water. One example is the river in which Jesus was baptized, the Jordan. Nadir Khatib is one of the directors of the organization Friends of the Earth Middle East, and it groups together Palestinians, Israelis, and Jordanians. He says since water is being diverted from the river by Israel, Jordan, and Syria, it's beginning to dry up. He spoke to my colleague, Susie Hodges.
Unfortunately, it can easily be described as a catastrophe in all terms of environment, water, human needs, all these things. It's too bad situation. We never got to that any time before in the history.
So is the river, in a sense, heading for an ecological death unless urgent action is taken?
Yeah, the river is drying up nowadays. The reason is the diversion of the freshwater resources in the upper parts of the Jordan. The Israelis, since 64, have diverted the upper Jordan tributaries. No single drop of freshwater is coming out of Lake Tiberia now. And the Jordanians and the Syrians also, they are capturing the upper resources of the Yarmouk River. And recently, with the construction or finishing the construction of the Unity Dam, no fresh water will be flowing from the Yarmouk River to the lower Jordan anymore. The end result is only little amounts, less than 5 to 10% of the original flow will be flowing, most of which is raw sewage and brackish water.